WJQM, DeForest Madison.
It's the start of us waking up, come on.
Every morning, Krista and the Morning Rush.
Let's go.
Are you ready? What do you guys find sexiest in a woman as far as their beer choice? Woman that, you know, drinks a lager or a light or that's a craft. What's more of a turn on?
Whatever one gets them drunk.
Ah, there it is. Well, that works.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Yeah. Good morning. How's it going? We are Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Good morning to all of you. Hopefully you had a fabulous night last night, like Aaron did.
I did?
Sure!
I mean, I spent most of yesterday, once I left here at noon, I went and talked to the Got Junk people and we moved my old, what do you call it?
Couch.
Yeah, couch, whatever, sectional out of my apartment, so I'm getting my new one today arrived. Shady's going to come help me do that. I'm going to buy him a Colt 45.
Classic, honey. A classic Colt 45.
Dude, I'll have someone help me move my couch for like the price of a $2 malt beverage.
I know, right? A lot of sweat, a lot of tears. No, I thought you would enjoy it because, of course, I had Diva for a day yesterday, and I just, you know, was texting you in the limo.
Oh, yes. You were giving me the deets on last night's Diva.
Yeah. I'm going to try to make a love connection here with the divas.
You're always
doing that. And Aaron. That's what I do.
You're so nice.
That's what I try to do. So we will see. Yeah, it was a great time. I want to say thanks to my girl Rachel and Megan. Super sweet girls. Also to Rock and Glam, Angelina and Inky, Zenith Limo, to our boy Jeff, who take care of us. And of course, Thirsty Go. Got to give a shout out to Korn and Ryan. So.
Oh, Korn. I love talking to Korn.
He's great.
Fun guy.
Korn had some amazing socks on yesterday.
He was sporting
shorts in the very cold air, but the they were peacock socks. They look like peacocks.
Like the bird?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hi, Shady. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just want to point something out. College students, 72 hours, no sleep. I'm still here. So...
Okay. What?
That's a lot of, that's
and out
a
of
lot
breath of, from running up the stairs.
That's a lot of hours with no sleep, though,
yeah,
Shady.
So 72 hours. College students, I could do it. You could do it, too.
You do realize you have to help me do heavy lifting today, right?
I realize this.
Okay, as long as you don't keel over in my apartment, because that's a lot of effort and struggle for me.
Dude, I remember writing my first essay when I was in college. My high school in Superior, Wisconsin never taught us unless you were in the AP classes. And so that was my first all-nighter. I was going crazy. I was like, oh my God. I had to like teach myself how to write an essay. It was for social studies or whatever it was called in college. But yeah, I didn't like it.
Up so late.
School did not prepare you for life.
No, they did not. I don't know what I'm doing still.
Come on, the Superior Wisconsin School District.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Spartans. Get ready because we are super excited with Breaking Bad News. A lot of love, by the way, from the Divas. They like some Breaking Bad News.
Mm-hmm. Got tons of other awesome stuff today. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have a big announcement about what we're going to be doing on Halloween today. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing that around 8 o'clock. We'll let you know what's going on. We've got tickets for you, so get your significant other and listen in then.
I know, right? It's going to be super fun. Also, $820 up for grabs with the Secret Sound.
No one's got it yet. So sad. We want to give you money. We just got to guess it right.
We do. I mean, we don't know what the answer is.
I wish I knew.
Wish you knew.
Wish I knew.
They don't tell us. They don't trust us.
We're not trusted here. Kinds of things.
No, we're not. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, so Pink Power Hour. Of course, we are spreading love when it comes to breast cancer awareness. But in this particular hour, we're going to show some love when it comes to kids that are dealing with cancer. Something very exciting that is coming up. So we definitely wanted to show some love for that within this 9 o'clock hour.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah!
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are at one of the things we absolutely adore most in life is going on social media, known as Facebook, to find people fighting.
Absolutely. That's the only reason I think I go on social media anymore is to enthrall myself in the fights and drama of others. Yes,
I just go for the memes, but yeah, that's cool too.
That's right.
Those are important too.
Yep. I love it. All right, so we found one between Hayden, Ashley, and William. So what, should I take Hayden or Ashley?
I think you should be Ashley.
Krista. Oh, should I be Ashley?
You're more feminine than me, you're Shady.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
I guess I'll be Hayden then. And
okay, very good.
There you go, William.
I'll be Will. Thank you for leaving me the person with the most boring name.
That's right, William.
Exactly.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Hey, so I'm looking for some advice, my peeps. I've tried everything I could think of. Dermatologist, herbal medicine, hell, I even tried some crazy blogger solution, but I just can't clear up my skin. It's so frustrating to go around all day feeling self-conscious like this. Any advice you have, you can DM me.
Hey, so could you keep your pepperoni pizza face off my timeline? I'm trying to look at nice people doing nice things. I don't want to see all the tiny little volcanoes you have erupting on your gross face. Ugh. Keep some medicine or something or whatever you can.
So, because clearly you didn't read my post above, I have tried medicine, but it's not working. And I'm reaching out to see if anyone has any advice. You colossal pain in the ass. Try reading next time.
Hey, Hayden, just totally ignore her, man. Medicine and skin treatment might not be the only thing you have to deal with. I dealt with this, and it could be stress or lack of sleep affecting this acne. Plus, some changes in your diet can help, too. Hopeless helps, bro.
Oh my gosh.
That was so cool.
Awesome. William, you missed out on some advice. He wouldn't have those gross things if he didn't rub bacon grease all over his skin on a daily basis. LOL.
Ashley, seriously, you're not helping. Just go away.
Oh my gosh, what? Can't you take a joke? You're such a baby.
Sweetie, Spooty, Ashley, you seem to have forgotten what a joke is, so let me remind you, a joke is something that other people find funny. What you are doing is being a D.
I'm not being a big D. You just need to grow up, clearly, because you have a face of a pubescent boy all over you. You look like the assistant manager of a bowling alley.
Well, at least under the bad skin, I have a nice face. Unlike you, you look like you fell off the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Okay, connect the dots. How about you go off?
Pretty sure you came here.
There it is.
Thanks. So nice. I love it when people argue. But acne can be very stressful, so I feel for Hayden.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just feel for people that have to deal with this, seriously. Mm. And today we have Hayden on the phone. Good morning, Hayden.
Hey.
So, Hayden, you were just trying to get some advice from all your Facebook friends on how to clear up your face. Am I right? Is that how this all started? You're just reaching out to your, quote, friends, quote?
Yeah, that's all I was trying to do, just get some advice.
That's right.
I have a little bit of advice for you, Hayden.
Here we go.
No, it is something I've had to deal with. It's some acne. It's very unpleasant. It's very awkward, and it can really hurt your self-confidence. I use Aveeno cleansing wipes.
I find
you just need something sort of like an abrasive surface.
Some
it really cleans out your pores. So I don't know. I know you've tried a lot of things, but that's what I use.
I just have to throw it out there. Unfortunately, Jennifer Aniston is already endorsing that product. So Aaron, if you're
I'm just trying to get close to her. But yeah, I don't know if that helps. I don't know what you've tried out there, but I wish you luck with a lot of it. And it sucks that people are making fun of you about it.
Yeah, like Ashley is.
Yeah, calling you pepperoni face.
Ashley, that's not very nice.
Ashley.
I'm sorry if his face looks like a pepperoni. I just call it like I see it.
I was going to say, call it like you see it, right? Mm. That's all it is.
Mm.
Right? Like, that's just like what people do.
I mean, could you not just unfriend me? Like,
right. I mean,
Hayden, can you not just be ugly?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, girl.
Those are hurtful words.
I'm going to go ahead and guess your Ashley.
Everybody has had a pimple. Stop making it all about you.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now, Ashley, I'm going to go on a limb here.
Yeah, I have like 100.
Aww. it's okay, man. Ashley, I'm going to guess. Do you model on Instagram at all?
Does she?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
What did you ask her?
I asked her if she's an Instagram model.
Of course she is.
Of course she is, of course.
I don't know. Can you two find a way to maybe like hash this out and be like, okay, I won't put down your face ever again if you just be nice?
Maybe you can go over to his house and scrub his face.
I can't make that promise because if you've seen his pictures, you wouldn't be able to be quiet either.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, pizza face Hayden, I'm sorry.
You're like a billion times uglier, first off. And second off.
You wish you were with me. Sorry.
That's right. Oh my gosh. That's right. You tell him, girl.
You're hilarious, Aaron. I just have to say this. Ashley, you're not being very nice.
That's fine. I'm all on Ashley's side about this.
You are?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, exactly. That's
not
why.
Being about nice. Okay?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Now she's being mean to me.
Is letting people know the things that they need to know. That's why we have it.
Preach. He asked for opinions and you gave him one, right? Right? Am I right?
Yeah. I think
you're more asking
if you don't want to hear
advice.
An opinion, don't ask for one. I can't tell you
think I should just go into a hole
like
and die
other
or what?
People
oh,
going, oh my
no.
God.
Yeah.
Medicine.
Oh, come on.
Ashley. I don't think we're gonna get
it. I'm not gonna baby him. The rest of the world is. He needs to hear it.
Ooh.
Well,
you two seem to be turned on, so I'm just
I don't know.
Let you guys at it.
Fiery woman like Ashley gets me all fired up.
Yeah, gross.
If you want to leave me your number, that's fine.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's time for open-ended advice. This is when you're in a situation in your life, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Well, I'm here to help you out. Well, I'll do my best. I got my girl Cynthia on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good, sweetie. So what's going on today?
Well, I'm upset with my daughter. Like, she's 26 and she's dating this guy, like, only for a couple of weeks. She just met him. And, like, she's practically in love with him. This guy is very disrespectful. He comes in my house. He goes in my cabinets. He goes in my refrigerator. He even goes in my pot while I'm cooking. And he's just so rude. And then, like, when I talk to my daughter about it, she said that I should be, like, comfortable with it and okay, and I should be happy because he's normally, like, shy and self-conscious, but he feels so comfortable being there, and he feels like I'm his mom already, that he can just go in and do what he wants. Like, am I crossing over the line? Because I feel totally disrespected. So, like, am I going overboard? Am I, like, over the top, or is he wrong?
Well, listen, first of all, okay, so you're the mama. All right, you already have one kid. Obviously, maybe he looks at you as another mom. Well, this is not his house. He can go home and eat all his mom's real food out of the pantry. But if he's looking at you as a very comfortable woman to be around, well, then maybe you just have to set the rules down and be his mother and be like, okay, rule number one, we do not go through mommy's cabinets. Rule number two, we don't eat the doors open of the refrigerator. And if he can't comply to those rules, well, he's grounded. Therefore, you're going to kick his ass out of the house and he's never allowed to come back in to schmooze with your daughter.
Case. I like those rules.
Yes, girl. Case over. That's what I would do. I mean, obviously, that's kind of nice, though. She's kind of saying, you know, obviously he seems really comfortable around you. Hopefully this isn't taking it to a different degree. Maybe he has the hots for you. There's always that case, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's a whole other story. No. I love it. So I don't know. That's what I would do. It's just simple. Just put down the rules, honey. It's your house. You're the mom.
You're right.
Sound good?
I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I'm going to talk to him.
Okay, talk to him. All right, Cynthia. Well, I hope that helps you out. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Thank you. I will. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, love.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
That's right. I do what I can to get these two boys in love with other women, but sometimes it doesn't always work out, so I let them out and about, and they see women all the time, but sometimes you guys don't open up your mouths to them.
You know, yeah, it's tough. You know, this morning I was walking into work, and I saw this lovely, beautiful redhead in a pink sweater top, and I just, I couldn't. I got all excited, and now I'm just going to throw it out there that I have a different pair of pants on, so... Thanks, Krista.
You're hilarious.
I know, and you actually finally started wearing jeans, and Krista has to go and ruin them.
Right?
Oh, exactly. You guys are so funny. Yeah, I don't know why.
I have a connection I'm looking to make right now.
I know, right?
I don't have a missed one.
And her name is?
Rachel, the diva from yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I hear she has a cat.
Yeah, she does.
And she proposed a wonderful arrangement.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
So nice.
It sounds like a nice connection.
Yeah, we will see. We will see. But yeah, so we go to Craigslist and find people who find others to be very attractive, but they can't open up their mouth to say anything. And that's why we share them with you.
Absolutely. Me or you, who you want to go
first?
Why
don't you go first?
All right. This is the Men for Women. It's called Yo Puke Girl. What's up?
Sweet.
You know, I don't bother with most girls who throw up outside of bars because they are super trashy. But you are an angle. Into you. We read these word for word. Running
you.
Into you outside that bar might have been luck or something else. I had just decided to step out for a smoke when I saw you with your crying friend. You were both puking a little bit. But you are the hotter of the two for sure.
Yeah.
I would love to meet you. I hope you are into older guys with a lot of stamina. You're just super hot. But I was about 8 drinks in, so actually maybe you aren't.
That's funny. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, you know.
What is the classic? Beer goggles?
Beer goggles.
Have you guys ever been in that situation where you just had...
It's a very consistent situation where, you know, it's like you go to the bar... And you just want to pick up a pretty girl, and after a couple of Coronas, a lot of girls are pretty.
Listen to him. When didn't he step up to Coronas? I thought you were more like the Colt 45.
That's just when he's helping me move.
Exactly. Oh, very good today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
You guys have fun with that, by the way.
That's right, we will.
All right, here we go. This is Women for Men. It is titled, I Hope You Didn't Die. If you're still alive, I hope you read this. Ha ha, that was a joke because we met at the clinic, remember? I think once you get to know me, you'll find that I have a wicked sense of humor. I felt like we had a real connection at the UW clinic waiting room. Oh. I was the girl who refused to tell you why I was there. But to be fair, you didn't tell me either. Although you obviously had a broken nose. Oh. Find me, and maybe we'll see why I was there. I promise, it's nothing too gross.
When you say too gross, now... It makes me wonder... How gross exactly is the reason why you are at the clinic?
What's grosser than gross? I love those jokes!
All I can think of is the Hungry Hungry Hippo game for some reason right now.
Just fill your vape pen and we'll continue with the click release stories coming up.
You laugh while they scream. It's the electric chair.
Yes, it's time for the electric chair. Boy, Shady, you had your name drawn. Sorry, we are in the same cycle for some reason.
So here's that for you.
Thank you.
It's great. Been like 2 weeks since I've been shocked. It's awesome.
It's a good time.
Very good. So if you're new to the electric chair, once again, we pull one of our names and then we ask them a question. If we get the question incorrect, then we have to put a dog collar around our neck, sing a song, and then we shock each other.
Yes. So Shady, you got your name drawn. I'm going to ask you a little trivia question here now. Now, Shady, following with the theme I've been doing all week with these questions, we're doing more Tata Trivia.
Gotcha.
Of course, it is Breath Cancer Awareness Month, and we're doing a wonderful thing in the 9 o'clock hour called Pink Power Hour. Speaking talking all about power, raising healthy girls.
Krista in her pink sweater today.
That's right. Support.
That's right.
So, Shady, 82% of women have this fact. One of the facts is true to 82% of women about their boobs. 82% of women are wearing the wrong bra size. 82% of women aren't happy with their breasts. 82% of women, breast action turns them on, and 82% of women have their breasts hurt while they are exercising.
Ooh, this is a good one. Challenging at that.
I want to say 82% of women do not wear the right size bra.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was actually closer to 75%. Ah. It's actually breast action turns them on because it's me asking the question.
I knew that was you.
Jeez. Yeah, hot mic. Aaron got very excited.
Live.
We're doing it live. So sorry, that unfortunately for you, Shady, you were not educated in the Tata department enough.
That happens. It's funny, too. I used to work at Victoria's Secret.
That's right. You did.
Yeah.
All right, Shady.
Any fun facts about Victoria's Secret you want to share?
Yeah. When you start working there, you have to watch a video and you find out Victoria's Secret.
You find out what?
You find out Victoria's Secret.
What is Victoria's Secret?
Oh, you find out what her secret is. Very good.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, keep that a secret.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Well, I'm very excited about the song that you're going to be singing today.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You want to share it with everyone?
We got some Rihanna here with Rude Boy.
Some Rude Boy.
Come on, bring it, Riri.
Riri, are you ready, Mr. Shady? I do have the...
Yes.
The Zolt.
I am.
Or Jolt.
Jolter.
The Jolter.
All right, here we go.
I'd like to.
Woo!
There we go, play the song. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I shouldn't be bouncing. I'm holding a camera.
I mean...
Come here, rude boy, can you get it up?
Oh, my God.
Come here, rude boy, is it big enough? Take it, baby.
I can't take that anymore.
Oh, God!
I can't take that anymore. That was too much.
Oh,
that
why?
Was too much.
I'm...
Why would you do that so early? Oh.
No one could take that. I mean,
I think it was the phrase, "Come on, rude boy, can you get it up?" That kind of that got me.
I know you. He wasn't expecting it that quick.
That's okay.
How was that for you?
That's good.
Was it everything for you?
Good, thanks.
Just a little.
Yeah, I mean, would you like to sing more of it? You can.
No, I'm okay. She does such a better job.
We love it. Always a great time, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Did that pulsate? Did it grab the vein?
I'm thinking about Rihanna and some good old S&M. You know.
Oh, jeez. Okay, anyway. There you go. That is the Electric Chair with Chris in the Morning Rush. On 93.1 Jams.